Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
One Designer, Two Ideas. I am Pam, your host, and the redesigner here. We come to you each Monday at 7:30 through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts presenting shows on a number of different topics. Page through the programming page to find a show, in addition to mine, that may interest you. Well, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I did. I got a chance to visit with my kids, and that was pretty fun. So, this show was going to focus on furniture placement, conducive to having a good conversation with those who are visiting you, as well as a good flow in the room. But I moved that show to next Monday. I'm hoping to get a guest to talk to me about that. So I moved it to get, you know, for an opportunity to get a guest to talk to us about furniture arranging in a room. I moved it. So please plan to listen, especially if you are the hostess with the mostest this Thanksgiving. Tonight, we are talking linen. Yes, we are. We are talking linen. How well do you know about your linen, their fabrics, and how to care for them? What do you do when you get makeup on a pillowcase to get it off? What is the best fabric for sheets? What is thread count, and why should you care? Why does the prices of linen vary so much? Well, we will answer all of these questions and more during this show. Well, when I became a redesigner, I remember our instructor Heather saying we should have a concentration within redesign. We should be able to redesign every room in a home, but there should be one area where we specialize. Well, I chose the sleeping environment. You might ask, a sleeping environment, what's that? A sleeping environment is any place you go when you say goodnight. Not everyone goes to a room with a door or sleeps in a traditional bed in a bedroom. Some sleep on a futon in the family room, or sleep a sofa in the living room, or a blow-up bed in the basement, or even a pallet of covers on the floor. For that reason, I rarely refer to bedrooms as a bedroom, but rather a sleeping environment. While reading an article in a home and garden magazine, I learned that I wasn't the only one that used that term. So, and you know, that always makes me feel better when I know that, you know, big names in home and garden are, you know, saying and doing some of the things that I do. Well, wherever you sleep, I think that space should be comfortable and contribute to a good night's sleep. We can go on about sleeping environments and what it should consist of, and we will. We'll talk more about this on Thursday night during our decor short and preview show. But tonight we will focus on our linens, sheets, comforters, pillows, and their cases. Thursday we will focus on setting up a warm and cozy sleep environment. You know, as I say, treat it well, and it will return the favor. We will start tonight with what we know about our linen, testing our linen IQ, if you will. See if you can answer these questions. Number one, what is the difference between sheets labeled Pima and Supima? Number two, are the terms feather and down interchangeable when referring to the filling inside our pillows and comforters? Number three, true or false, Egyptian cotton sheets are made with cotton actually that comes from Egypt. True or false? Okay. And then our next question, what are the characteristics of these sheet fibers? Cotton, cotton polyester blend, linen, and bamboo. Next question, what does the feel power affect in a down comforter? You know, what is it supposed to do? Is it for size? Is it for warmth? Or is it for the ability to keep its shape? And last question is number six. What is the best way to remove makeup from a pillowcase? Well, I'm going to give you a few minutes to ponder some of these answers because you probably already know a few of them. I'm going to give you a second to ponder these answers, and we'll be right back with those answers. Y'all, and we're back. So, did you think about it? Good. We're going to talk about the answers to these questions. So, then the first question was, what is the difference between sheets labeled Pima and Supima? Well, the answer is country, where the cotton was grown. Supima is a trademark that distinguishes Pima cotton grown in the United States from Pima cotton grown in Peru, Australia, and other countries. Pima cotton is often used to produce soft and durable sheets. Wow. Okay. Number two, the second question is, are the terms feather and down interchangeable when it refers to the filling inside our pillows and our comforters? You know, is that possible? The answer is no. They're not interchangeable. Down is a fine undercoating. Down is a fine undercoating of a waterfowl, such as a duck or geese. It has a 3D kind of a structure, whereas feathers, they have about a 2D. According to the American Down and Feather Council, it would take 10 times the weight of feathers to equal the insulating power of down. Number three, true or false, Egyptian cotton sheets are made with cotton that actually comes from Egypt. True or false? True. It is true. Cotton labeled Egyptian is grown in Egypt, which has a long tradition of making high-quality cotton with long fibers. This produces durable, soft fabric because lots of long fibers woven together feel smoother than lots of short ones. Well, that's an answer I would guess. Okay, so number four, what are the characteristics of these sheet fibers? A, cotton. It is the most common fiber used when making sheets. It's durable, comfortable, and easy to care for. B, was cotton polyester blend. It is inexpensive and virtually wrinkle-free, but can peel after prolonged use. C, was linen. It is expensive sometimes, and it comes from the flax plant. It's extremely strong and durable and comfortable in hot, humid weather, but wrinkles easily. And then D is bamboo, and you know bamboo is a green product. It's a renewable product, yes. It's smooth and silky, generally grown without pesticides or chemical fertilizer. So that answers that. So the next question, number five, what does the feel power affect in a down comforter? And we had a choice of, it was it size, was it warmth, or was it the ability to keep its shape? Well, the answer is warmth. Yes. The higher the feel power, the warmer the comforter. And our last question, number six, what is the best way to remove makeup from a pillowcase? Treat with a pre-wash stain remover. Yes, these removers contain ingredients that work well on oil-based stains. And unlike chlorine bleach, because you certainly if the pillowcase is blue or yellow or something other than white, chlorine bleach is not good for it. So So you can't use chlorine bleach, and unlike chlorine bleach is what it says, they're generally safe for colored fabrics, okay? Also, most detergents work best in hot water rather than cold. I know that a lot of detergents, especially detergents that are made for the high performance washers now. They suggest that you can use cold water, but there are a number of products that still recommend and want and to use hot water to remove stains from these from these fibers. So so how was that? How well do you think you guys did? How was that? So so we're going to continue on here with our thread count. Okay, so many shoppers often talk about thread count and base their purchases on the number. The higher the number, the softer the sheet should feel. What is thread count? Thread count refers to the number of horizontal and vertical threads in 1 square inch of fabric. Thread count in bed sheets can range from 60 to 800. As I said earlier, manufacturers tell us the higher the thread count, the softer the sheet should feel. I will tell you, the higher the thread count, the softer the feel, but also the higher the price. An article in the Huffington Post tells us higher does not always mean better. I will post the link to the article at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. But it says, I'll surmise it a little bit for you, but it says thread count may have started as a pretty ingenious marketing idea, but should not be the only means in determining the quality of sheets. Thread count, says Nancy Coltis, a luxury linens designer, tells the paper that thread count does not represent quality. I want you to read how thread count became a household linen measuring tool. When you see the article, and it's entitled "Buying Sheets Wrong," instead of thread count, Coltis says consider these factors: the fibers, the way the fibers are woven. Where they woven, the price, and how the finished product looks and feels to you. There's a lot of the sheets, I noticed that when you shop for sheets, a lot of them are enclosed by the fabric itself. So you actually can, without even opening the package, you can actually feel the fibers or the fabric before you don't even have to open it, and you're able to feel it to figure out how you think it feels to you, because that is what's important. They can talk about the manufacturers and the producers, and they can talk about thread count, and they can talk about how it should feel, but what may be soft to me may not be soft to you. So it is what you feel, that is soft. And what the finished product looks, what does it look like? I bought a sheet set from Walmart, which the little packaging said it was 300. No, I take that back. I believe it was 190. It was kind of like per kale. And I always buy sheets because I have, as you guys have heard me say many times, I have 7 grandchildren, soon to be 8. I buy things that can be thrown in the washer. I don't want to buy something that if they spill Kool-Aid on it or drop the cake on it, or there's pretzel crumbs or something. I don't want to, it's like you don't want to, why buy it? We know that the kids are going to be kids, and they're going to carry their cups, even when they're not supposed to, they're going to carry their cups from the kitchen to the living room and to the bedrooms, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a spill. I tell you. So I don't buy sheets and things like that I care about everything. Let me just say this. I care about everything I buy, and I care about everything I use, but I buy it with my grandchildren in mind. I know I've told you the story about how my fabric wall hangings came about. When we bought the house, I had a lot of wall space to cover, and I was thinking of what I could, what I could use to decorate the wall, but also when the kids bumped into the wall or jumped on the couch or tried to close the blinds for Granny, they wouldn't hurt themselves. So I'd seen something on HGTV, and I kind of thought, wow, that would be nice. But their frame was a wood frame, and I didn't want to use that. So I went to Hobby Lobby to find out, just to shop around and see how I could create these wall, these wall hangings and add decor and design to my living room and to my bedroom and to any room in the house that I wanted to add it to without, jeopardizing my grandchildren's safety. So I ended up getting cloth canvases, the stretched canvases, and I put fabric on it, and that is how I created my fabric wall decor. So I buy things that I want in my house that will, that will offer as much decor and design as possible. But also I keep in mind, that I have 7 grandchildren who sometimes run through the house and, they just actually being kids. And I didn't want it to fall off the wall and hurt them. So that's how the wall decor came into existence. And back to the sheets, they sleep on my futon. And I want to include a soft sheet for them to enjoy and be able to sleep, but I certainly don't want to get something that I won't be able to get the stain out of, So I depend a lot on sheets, good sheets, good percale sheets, high-performance sheets, sheets that use performance fabric where it's easy to care for, and Walmart has a great selection of those sort of sheets, and my daughter that lives in Memphis, she bought a sheet from them, and it is very soft. It is very soft. So I think that, I say this, I choose polyester blend. My sheets that I buy are cotton polyester blend, and they're, as I said, they're easy to care for, and they don't wrinkle. they don't wrinkle as much. So, and they wash really well, and I love aside from being easy care, I love the wrinkle free effect. Well, the layers of a complete bed, according to me, include a fit sheet, that one with the elastic, topped with a comforter, spread, or duvet. Depending on your needs, layers can be taken off to suit your body temperature. But the one thing I do believe, and I say this, I don't know if I noticed this because I'm a redesigner, but I the one thing I do believe is that every bed should have a sheet. I just don't believe that a mattress, should be without a sheet. I don't think that sleeping on a bed without a sheet is sanitary. I think that the sheet is a barrier. I think that it enhances the sleeping, the sleep that we get. And my goodness, I mean, what would our day be like if we didn't have a good sleep at night? I do have friends, and then, we've had some issues. We had a tragedy in our family this past week, and it's been hard. It's been hard to sleep. And so I don't know if I'm running on it. What's the song? I'm running on empty. But if you don't get a good night's sleep, it can affect you the next day. So, but I always recommend at least a bottom sheet. I know the layers, you may not want the fitted, the flat, the blanket, and the duvet cover, but at least, I know my kids don't like the top sheet, and that's okay, but we always had a bottom sheet on their bed. So however you want to sleep, it's fine, but I recommend the bottom, at least having the bottom sheet, and that would be the fitted sheet or the flat one, if you like that hot, the way they made beds back in the day, like as my mom used to call it, the hospital bed making sort of thing. But yes, I do know how to do that, because that was back in my, fitted sheets weren't always something that we had in our home growing up. We had flat sheets that we made fitted, but, I do know how to do that. So your sheets should be changed often and washed according to the label. to last. Linen experts and designers say each bed in the home should have three sets of sheets, one set on the bed, one in the dirty clothes, and one in the linen closet. I say, if that is not feasible, having at least a change set is good. Sheets really start at Walmart. They start at $4.96. And it may be possible to have a set and then maybe just an extra bottom sheet just to make sure. And, you know, play with the color if you're not going to get a second set and you're just going to get the bottom fitted sheet. Make sure that and they sell them separately at Walmart. And you can, you know, you can get a set that match, but get the bottom sheet, you know, in a complementary color that would also go with the top sheet. If you're doing the top sheet, everybody doesn't want the top sheet, and that's your choice. So what size do you need? Well, a twin mattress measures 38 by 75 inches. Twin size mattress extra long. And those are beds mostly that are in dorm rooms. That sheet is 38 by 80. A full size mattress needs a sheet that measures 54 by 75, queen 60 by 80, king 76 by 80, and a California mattress needs a sheet that measures 72 by 84. Now, take into account the thickness of the mattress as well, because a lot of the mattresses today are just that, you know, they're really thick, and you might need to take into consideration, you know, when you take that into consideration when you're buying new sheets. If you, you know, if you're in doubt, ask for help, even at Walmart. You know, I know you might have to go down a few aisles to find somebody, but getting help is not, you know, is not hard. You can also measure the thickness yourself of your mattress, or you can check the paperwork that you got when you purchased the mattress. These are numbers that you should know, and they will help you when you're shopping for linen. I am a champion of made beds. It's funny, my grandson Jaden always asks why my covers are always pulled. I try to make my bed every day because I like my bed telling me to have a good day, and that's just my thoughts, is that when I look back at the bed and it's all made up, it's saying bye Pam, have a good day, rather than an unmade bed saying get out and kicking me in the shins. Get out, I want to go back to sleep. To me, you know, a made bed always makes me think that the bed is actually wishing me a good day. And there are some days when I'm headed out the door, I need that. Just say, have a good day, Pam, and yes, that makes me feel good. When you make your bed in the morning, you have accomplished your first task of the day, which is just one of many that is going to make your day awesome. So, well, I've enjoyed this show, and I hope that something that I said helped in boosting your linen IQ, so to speak, and that when you shop for linen, you will have some idea of what you want, what you like, and then you can think of other ways in which to choose your linen other than the thread count, because the manufacturers are the ones. It was a good marketing tool, and you know, you talk to people and they tell you that they don't you know, they only buy 800 thread count sheets, and that's fine, but you know, you're paying $31 for one sheet. That's your choice if that's what you want to do. But you know, as we said earlier, the article in the Huffington Post suggests that luxury linen designers, you know, said that should not be the only thing that we take into account when we are looking for new linen for our beds. Well, thank you for joining me tonight. I hope your linen IQ has increased with the linen facts in this show. Please visit the Facebook page for One Designer, Two Ideas to get the link to the article at the Huffington Post. And you can also research the subject for yourself. That is one reason I always give you the link from my research so you can read it for yourself. And if you want more information, you can find out for yourself. Yes. Be sure to join me on Thursday night at 10 o'clock for our One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. We will be right back here next Monday talking about functional furniture arrangement. Our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. That is www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. Thursday, we will be continuing our conversation about creating functional and comfortable sleeping environments so that we can sleep to make, you know, to conquer the world. Well, at least our part of the world as we go out into it. So listen, thanks again for joining me tonight. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Please enjoy the rest of your night.